And I've had some amazing moments where my mind just takes over and I just forget everything inside. It's just blank.
Welcome to Crazy Smart Asia, the unexpected stories of Asia's disruptors. I'm your host, Chong Xiaowei. Every week, we talk with a young leader about the crazy smart approaches they're taking to achieve success and tackle some of the biggest issues facing Asia today. This week, we're continuing our series of special episodes that were recorded on stage at the inaugural Tatler Genti Summit, an innovation and ideas festival for Asia's most impactful entrepreneurs. Only a handful of people can claim that they have held the title of world champion. Former Malaysian professional squash player, Datuk Nicole David, achieved that extraordinary feat not once, but 8 times. She held the world number one position for a record-breaking 108 consecutive months from 2006 to 2015. She also won the World Squash Championships, formerly known as the World Open, 8 times, and the British Open title, 5 times. Her achievements have garnered attention and admiration around the globe, establishing her as one of the greatest squash players in history. So what are her secrets to success? How does she recover from setbacks? And why does she believe that starting over can help you build back better? In conversation with Tatler Asia's Sean Fitzpatrick, David shares the visualization techniques she uses to secure gold medals, why the mind is just as much a muscle as the body, and how she's setting up a Malaysian squash legacy for the future. Here's their conversation.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Let's start at the beginning. Let's start how you came to the sport as a child in Penang. Tell us about that.
Well, being from Malaysia, and we are not a big sporting nation, but my dad was actually a former footballer for Malaysia, and he was a goalkeeper. And in the house, we were brought up with just sports things all over the house. So we were just a sporting family. So my two sisters and myself, when I was 5 years old, there was a public squash center that was built in Penang. So it's very rare to find like a public center. But my dad decided to bring us over. And we started from there. I was 5 years old. I had a racket that was cut into half, and because there were no small rackets then. And I started playing, and I never looked back. And it was the best moment of my life to pick up a sport that is very unusual. Obviously, Malaysia is so big in badminton, and everyone asked, why squash? And because I had public access to squash, that was my first sport. So I enjoyed it. I saw myself improving. I got better. I beat my sisters, which was good. That was what every youngest kid in the family would want to do, to beat your siblings. I know some of you here. I'm sure you're like spurred on to beat your sisters and brothers. So that was me. But that set the tone. I wanted to get better. I wanted to be the best in Malaysia and then the best in the region in Asia. At 14 years old, I won the Asian Championships and the Asian Games gold medal. And then I moved on to win my first world junior title at 15 years old. And that was the first world title that a Malaysian female athlete won. So that just spurred me on to do more. So when I was 18, I decided to move out of Malaysia and become a professional athlete, to live in a foreign country in Amsterdam, which is very odd as well. To have your youngest daughter, my parents were just very brave and bold to let their youngest daughter go to a foreign country to fulfill her dreams, but they did just that. So 18 years old, I was working with a former world champion from Australia, a squash champion, and that was my turning point to become a junior player and to become a world champion in 4 years later on.
And your coach was a female coach.
Yes.
And so and that was quite unusual, I think, and still is, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, for sure. When you talk to many athletes or squash players in particular, when I was growing up, I had a female coach as well. growing up. So she created that family feel. So every time we went there, it was so nice to go there. You just feel like your brothers and sisters, not just my sisters, but everybody else were like a family. And that was exactly the same when I was playing the pro tour. Liz, my coach, I worked with her for 16 years. And she created that environment, that family feel, that positive environment to grow. But also she was just very encouraging. She was a mentor to me and she knew exactly what needed to be done in terms of just encouraging me, not really changing me, but to enhance what I had. I was an 18-year-old double junior world champion, Asian champion, and she told me, you need to start from scratch and start all over again because you are quite limited in many ways and we want to make you to become the best in the world. So I had to start from scratch, like how to hold a racket, how to hit the ball, how to move on court. And it was so weird that first 4 years training in Amsterdam to understand that you need to break everything down to start all over again to become even better. So that was the journey. It was tough. I just had to lose matches, which I never lose to. It was horrible. That first year, I was going down the rankings, but I was on track. I was following her pathway. She was showing me the right direction because she's been there. So why do I question someone that already knows what to do? So I just followed her lead. And soon enough, I saw myself going up the rankings and I got to my ultimate dream and to be world champion at 22 years old and world number one.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Can you talk about some of the confidence that you gained and the mental changes that you went through?
It was a huge change and I didn't really, I think I took it for granted because it just came naturally just by playing a sport. I wanted to get better. I'm up for failure all the time because if you lose a match, you have to find a way to come back. And it was always something to motivate me to get better, find those areas of improvement. And that was my mission. Every time I go in, every time I have a failure or a loss, I hate losing. And I know all of you here feel the same way. You're not achieving what you achieved if you haven't had any failure. So when I had losses, as a young kid, you learn how to come back. You learn how to understand that it's not the end of the world. And my parents were the best support system where they knew that, we don't expect you to do anything. We just want you to be happy, want you to just enjoy the sport. But I'm like, no, I want to win. I want to win. I don't want to lose. And I wanted to find ways. So I was a very small kid. Growing up, I still am a little small. But I had to find different ways because all the players I played, they were all taller than me. They were bigger. They were stronger. So I had to use my strength, so my speed. What do I need to do to make it harder for my opponent? So I had to find strategies, even for a young kid. And I knew I could develop so many tools from just playing squash and that confidence that I knew that I could beat these people, these kids up. Kids at the time, gave me that confidence to just push myself further and see how far I could go. I'm just so thrilled that I had sport to back me up and gave me all those tools and fundamental values.
So it's very much a mental game yes. at that level of the sport.
Oh, yeah.
What are the types of techniques that you've used to say kind of visualize or to kind of support your achievement? Share with us some of your techniques.
So I used to have a sports psychologist ever since I was 12 years old, being with the national team. So we learn about visualization, goal settings, and how to minimize negativity when it comes to you. So understanding and being aware of what's negative and what's coming into your mind, like the doubts, and how to turn it around straight away. So that was all the tools that I learned when I was a 12-year-old kid. And visualization, basically having a goal, a game plan beforehand, but I do it every day. I used to have 2 weeks before a match and a competition, and I have to train my mind just as much as my body, because it's like a muscle. It needs to be prepared for the competition. It needs to be ready for the task. And so I visualize myself winning an entire like set. So from zero, like level, which is 0-0, up to 11 points, I play a perfect match. And I win with a trophy in my hands at the end of the day. But every shot, I will be visualizing each hit, each point, each run, each movement. And I'll be doing it in my mind. And I will do that before my match as well, in an actual competition. So when it comes to the actual match, it just flows. There's no time in a squash match to have time to think. You're going on instinct. Your body is ready. You have to trust that you already done all the training, all the preparation in your mind to that, just let it flow. And I've had some amazing moments where my mind just takes over and I just forget everything inside. It's just blank. You ask me like, what happened? I was like, I don't know. I just came out and I won. And I just knew that I was ready. And that gives you the confidence to know that you can do whatever it is, but my mind is ready to go. So right now, I'm currently running the Nicole David organization. I launched it last year in June with my co-founder and CEO, Mariana. What our foundation does is we give an after-school program to low to mid-income families to have access to squash training and also English tutoring classes. So we have currently 114 kids since last year up to now. And they are just a bundle of joy, and they are range from 8 to 9 years old, but they come in at 8 years old, and we see them through a 5-year journey with us. Because if you want to create impact in anything, you need to have time and commitment to what you want to give them. And this is the best time for them to learn, to gain all the values that we can give through sport, and also the way be proficient in English so that they can communicate what they learn and what they are going to do in their future as well. Before I retired, this was my dream. I wanted to give back all the learnings I gained through my squash career and now put it back wholeheartedly in my foundation. And I am just so, so thankful that it's all coming to life, and seeing these kids grow, seeing them happy in the foundation is just such a treat for me.
We know it's a big time for squash, and the reason is it's finally, Woo! Finally being accepted into the Olympics. Yes. So LA 28 will be the first games that will have squash. And I know you've gone on the record to say that you would happily trade all your medals for an Olympic gold. Can you be enticed out of retirement, Nicole?
Not you. You as well, no. I mean, I would love to, of course. It's like a dream to see the sport coming into the Olympic Games. But, you know, we have such a great generation coming through. Our Malaysian players are doing amazing. But more importantly, the sport itself has now a chance to have an Olympian, you know, in their own country. So I think the change in the way that squash is being looked at in their own country, each national Olympic committee in every country will have funding for our squash players. There will be more development programs coming up, and I can't wait to see an Olympian on the podium in LA 28. So.
Well, maybe one of these young Nicole Davids from from your organization will be up there taking the gold.
Yeah, well, let's pray. In 17 years, which Mariana and myself did the calculation, 17 years, so hear us out. We'll give them a chance to grow and develop through us, and hopefully we'll see someone from the foundation come and fulfill one of the biggest dreams in my career.
Let's visualize it.
Yes, let's visualize it now.
Positive thinking. Ladies and gentlemen, Nicole David.
Thank you so much for having me, and thanks to Jen.
That's it for yet another episode of Crazy Smart Asia. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to follow us wherever you're listening to this. Crazy Smart Asia is produced by Josie Kota and edited, mixed and mastered by Ben Beheshti. Genty's digital editor is Valerie Lim. Crazy Smart Asia is hosted by me, Chong Xiao Wei. In the meantime, do remember,
your body is ready. You have to trust that you already done all the training, all the preparation in your mind to that, just let it flow.
See you next week.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.